This is the Wally Show podcast with Wally, Gavin, and me, Betty Rock. You can always find us at wayfm.com/Wally or stream us live every weekday morning through the WayFM app.
The Wally Show podcast is brought to you by Colorado Christian University Online, where Wally teaches and where you can earn a degree online just like Betty Rock. You can learn more at ccu.edu/Wally. This podcast is also brought to you by United Faith Mortgage. Let their direct lender advantage save you time and money. It's not news. Think of it more as news-ish. It's The Wally Show.
I've been told that many parents have caught their kids trying to stick objects up their nose. Is that the case for you, Wally?
I didn't use my nose as a pocket, but my sister did. One time she put raisins up her nose, and my mom asked her why. She's like, I couldn't hold them all.
So,
as a kid, like kid logic, that makes sense, right?
Yeah.
She still hates that story to this day.
Well, while most times parents are able to dislodge the object like raisins without the help of a medical professional, there's a 45-year-old woman named Mary that was not so lucky. Oh. So while recently getting a nasal swab test for COVID, doctors found an object lodged up Mary's nose.
How old did you say she was?
45.
Oh, wow.
Turns out it was a toy, a tiddlywink, that she had shoved up there accidentally 37 years ago.
Okay, now do you know what tiddlywinks are, Rock?
I had to look it up.
Okay, it's an older game. Do you think you got it?
There's like these little slender plastic discs that you're supposed to, kind of like pogs. Do you remember what pogs are?
I do remember those.
Okay, it's kind of like that, but they're way thinner.
Oh,
and
wow.
And so she, they got to be as big as your thumb.
And she didn't know it was there for 37
years. Didn't know it was here.
They're at least the size of a dime.
Or
maybe a little smaller, but they're about that
size.
Still,
if something is as big as a dime is up your nose, you'd think you would realize it.
Yeah, at some point, you'd like remember, where did I put that? That's right, it's in my nose.
Well, she explained the whole situation. She said that she, as a kid, liked to stick the discs up her nostrils and then blow them out to see how far she could get them.
I totally get that.
So then accidentally one day, she inhaled one.
Oh.
But never told her parents about it because she didn't want to get in trouble.
Right.
And she just moved on with life. And she said she never thought about it or connected the dots, but she had always had trouble with breathing through her nose.
Yeah. You got a tiddlywink up there.
But never imagined the tiddlywink was still up there after 37 years.
That is crazy. And I mean, like good things coming out of bad things. So you got COVID and, you know, I got to go get a COVID test. But at least the COVID test led to her finding the tiddlywink.
Right.
And then the if you're that doctor, you got to be like, yeah, I can't believe this, but we're going to remove a tiddlywink from your nose today. And then she can breathe. Like, it's a miracle.
It is.
Oh, there you go. That's a good story. That makes me feel good now. Uplifting Way FM. This is The Wally Show. And we right now are going to do a little Booyah Your Weekend, where you give us a story. We'll go around the room, give you a boo or a yay. If you get more yays than boos, you win a prize. And really, sometimes we're booing for you because it's like, oh, that's a bummer. I feel bad that happened for you or whatever. So we're on your side. And other times, sheer jealousy is the boo. So it could go either way for you. Lady Rock, why don't you give us an example around Booyah Your Weekend?
So I started a new hobby.
Oh, I'm into this yay already.
Let's go.
Over the weekend.
What is it?
Geocaching.
Oh, you talked to me about wanting to do that. You actually went and did it.
I tried it. Have you heard of this, Wally? Do you know what it is?
No, I have heard of this, and there's parts of me that thought it was super duper nerdy, and then there's part of me that's like, I love a good treasure hunt, so I'm on the
That's exactly how I look at it.
Your boo or yay is going to depend on if you convince me that this is cool.
So I started doing this. We went on 5 different ones.
Okay.
Wow.
Only found one. I think it's because people sometimes play pranks or they're like, I think what it is they didn't put it back where they found it.
Right.
Mm.
It's a conspiracy.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Because I can find
me and Nicole aren't dumb. It's a conspiracy.
So you get it.
Oh, absolutely. And I got to tell you, Rock, if I had had those same lackluster results as you did, I would have had the exact same. But I would have had the exact same opinion. So I'm going to give you a yay.
Thank you.
I love that you are doing something different like that, and that's fun. So I'm
giving you a yay. It gets you out. It gets you active and instead of sitting on the couch.
And it's not Pokemon Go. I mean, that's kind of, Pokemon Go is similar to that in essence, you know.
But it is kind of like a grown-up treasure hunt.
Yeah, and I love that. National
treasure. If you find the treasure, or if the treasure even exists.
That's right. See, conspiracy again. Oh, it existed. You just didn't find it. Gavin, booyah your weekend for betting.
Overall, I think it's all about the journey, yeah. Regardless of the results. Yeah. So, yay.
It's all about the journey.
Yes. He sounded so wise.
I can't remember that. Yeah. It's all about the journey. Yeah.
The fact that we never find anything.
You know what? I'm going to take you to a geocache. Yeah. I'm going to see if you can find it, Wally. Okay. If you can't, I'm going to hold it over
I'll
you.
I'll do that with you. I'll totally do that with you. Okay. All right. So there you go. I love it. That's good. That's how we do this. Now you just share your story of your weekend with us. We'll give you a boo or a yay right now. 855-33-WAY-FM. That's 855-33-WAY-FM. So what do you got?
This past Saturday, I got a chance to go to this thing called the Collecticon out in North Texas. It's pretty similar to Comic-Con.
Okay, now, for people who don't know, Comic-Con is like a comic book convention.
Right.
And, I used to be very judgmental about Comic-Con and be like, oh my gosh, it's just a complete nerd fest. And then I went one year, and I loved seeing people that were so into it. They dress up as characters, and they are so into it, and they have a good time, and God bless them for it.
Is that what you said, Blake, Comic-Con? Or it sounded like you said something else.
It's called a Collecticon. It's very similar to Comic-Con.
So it's a bunch of people that go get together and show what they're collecting?
It is. I did see a lot of people with like Pokemon cards, but what me, my brother, and my friend went to go see was the original Black Power Ranger, Zach, the original Red Ranger, Power Ranger, Jason.
Okay.
That actually made my weekend, so I'm very pleased. I got my autograph and picture with them, so
all right, well,
my 90s childhood was great.
You know what? Again, I respect the passion, and it's something that you love and you're into, and you went out and did it. I think that's great. That's a complete yay for me. Complete yay. Zero judgment.
Awesome. Blake, I'm also going to have to give you a yay because it sounds like you made a good impression on this Power Ranger person, because I know when I have geeked out over someone that I've been a big fan of, I look like a complete idiot and have a meltdown. So
security was called. Barry Gibb called security on Betty Rock. So, yeah.
So I commend you for showing your own strength and power with the Power Ranger.
Thank you.
So what do you got?
So my pregnant wife and I, we packed up and moved to our new apartment this weekend.
Oh, that feels good, doesn't it? Moving is the worst, but sometimes moving to something new is great. Is it a better place?
Definitely. We way bigger, enough room for all of us. And, we actually have a washer and dryer there, so.
Oh, yeah, you just got Gavin's attention. You just got Gavin's yay right out of the gate.
Absolutely.
Because, Gavin, you just moved to a two-bedroom place, and one of the big selling features is what?
It had a washer and dryer. Instead of having to walk to one, I just have to, you know, walk to the back room. And nowadays, I'll just throw, like, two socks in there if they're just a little bit dirty. I'm like, I've got all the time in the world. I'm just going to wash
socks.
You're
like, I'm so bougie. I got indoor plumbing and everything. I'm just going to wash socks in my house here. That's great. So, Gavin, I'm assuming yay?
Absolutely yay.
Lady Rock.
Blake, the answer to this question determines what I'm going to say. Did you allow your wife, who is pregnant, to help move and do a lot of the work?
I tried not to, but she's pretty stubborn, so I let her handle this light stuff.
Okay, the light stuff.
Okay, well then I'll give you a yay!
I'm going to give you a yay also for calling your wife stubborn, like, and getting away with it. So nicely done. Wait, we can do that as guys? Well, congratulations, Brady. You're a winner today on The Wally Show.
Well, thank you.
This is Monday School. It's Wally's take on what he learned at church, or at least the parts he understood.
So we've been looking at the plagues that God brought on Egypt in an attempt to convince Pharaoh to free the Israelites who had been enslaved by him. And so the Nile turned to blood, the frogs, the darkness, the locusts. Those were all just a warm-up.
I'd be out. At the beginning.
I'd be out on the bugs.
Yeah, it would have taken one for me, and I would have been done. But Pharaoh kept hardening his heart and stuff, and so that was just all a precursor to the 10th plague, which was the death angel. Like, that's where it got, like, really serious. And, I mean, I guess it was all serious, but, I mean, like, that's the one that did it. And this is known as the Passover, and it's something that the Jewish people still celebrate today. This was a defining moment. Because all the non-Jewish firstborn, both people and animals, even animals like, why are we getting drug into this? What I do, were killed. But it was to make a point. And this was finally what got to Pharaoh and he let God's people go. And so what is the takeaway for us in this? It's, don't fight God. But God delivers his people. And that's the point of this story, is that they were slaves for 430 years. And so I'm sure many of them had given up on God delivering them, because this is generation.
Understandably.
Millennium. Or hundreds of years, not thousands. But I'm sure that they had felt like God had abandoned them. And the thing about this is, the takeaway is that God is more concerned with our character than our calendar. You know, it's like, who is he making us to be and defining us in these moments of waiting? And God is always at work in our lives, and God is preparing you for what he has prepared for you, is the other part of this. Like, he doesn't just throw you out into something without doing the work ahead of time for you. And so the whole Passover celebration is a foreshadowing. See, he's working there too. Even back in this moment, it's a foreshadowing for the sacrifice of Jesus for our sins. Have either of you, Betty or Gavin, ever done a Passover Seder?
Seder,
the ceremony of the Passover.
No.
If you ever get a chance to do one from a Christian perspective, it is fascinating.
Really?
Like, you'll see all of the prophecy of Jesus, and as a believer, as a Christian, it all makes so much sense that it was pointing to Jesus, all the traditions that they do. But for the Jewish people, where they don't accept Jesus as the Messiah, this imagery or this foreshadowing is kind of lost on them. But doing it from a Christian perspective, I'm telling you, it's one of the coolest things I ever got to do, and you should definitely do that. So with this final devastating plague, the Jewish people had to first trust God, follow his directions to the letter, because this is where they had to put the blood on the doorpost, and there's a whole thing about sacrificing and being ready to go. And they had to do all of these things to receive his blessing, his protection, and his deliverance. And the same is true for us today. God has called us as believers to live differently and trust in his plan and his timing, and it's definitely not easy. The Jewish people waited for 430 years to see God's promise fulfilled, you know, and so it's one of those things that God was preparing and insulating his people for the lineage of Jesus. That's what was happening in this time. And so I guess the lesson for us is to try to look at that bigger story that God is writing and pray for peace and patience in the times that we don't understand his timing. I get people all the time that, even though I work in radio, they're like, I've got this great idea for a book. Like, how do I get this thing published?
Yeah, and a great place to start is the Bachelor of Arts in Creative Writing from Colorado Christian. It'll help elevate your writing abilities and prepare you to submit your works confidently in a manner that has the best chance of publication.
And here's the best part for you. It's all done 100% online. And why would it not be? It's writing, and you can do that from the privacy of your own home in a bathrobe. That's how all good writers write. I don't know if you know that. Bathrobe and slippers. And it can help prepare you for a successful writing career.
CCU's Bachelor of Arts in Creative Writing gives you the opportunity to learn under the tutelage of world-renowned best-selling author Jerry B. Jenkins, who chairs the program and developed the curriculum.
All right, so if you've ever wanted to write a book, or you've been working on one for a long time, the Jerry B. Jenkins Creative Writing Program at CCU Online will give you a chance to succeed in the ministry or in the marketplace.
So find out more about Colorado Christian University and the brand new Bachelor of Arts in Creative Writing at CCU.edu. That's CCU.edu.
Using faith and facts to combat fear. Here's today's big story on The Wally Show.
Yeah, these are the kind of stories that are never easy to talk about, but I think it's important that we do. I've been following the collapse of that building in Surfside. I was on vacation when this first went down. It was jarring to see the video of it, because it was reminiscent of 9/11 in some ways, the way it fell.
Well, and I felt I heard a lot of reports saying that it was similar too, that we haven't had something about the building falling
and
collapse. That many people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And also, I think it happened at like 1:30 or 2 in the morning Florida. Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, it's jarring when you see it. And sadly, you know, there's 9 dead and over 150 people still missing in this. And I was surprised, though, today to come across a story that offered a little bit of hope, because there was so many of the stories that I've read, and it's just all the bad. And I get that, you know, but they actually were saying, saying that rescue workers are digging feverishly for a fifth day and stressed that they could still find survivors, you know? And so if you're a family of one of these mm-hmm. people that is missing, you want anything. You want to hear anything that offers you a little bit of hope and that people are still actively searching mm-hmm. for your loved ones and not recovery, but actually still looking at rescue.
I can't imagine, because it would be so hard if there's someone in there that you love. Like, how do you get sleep? How do you even eat? Because you're just waiting.
Well, families of the missing are starting to arrive, and they were taken to a site nearby where they could watch the rescue efforts going on. And they're doing everything, like with sniffer dogs, and they're using radar and sonar devices to find anybody and pull anyone out. And at this point, just finding one person alive would be a miracle story that gives hope to all the hurting, you know. And so these are the hard stories to talk about with your kids. And I was thinking about this. I'm like, if my daughter was little, you know, because none of this makes sense. Like, what would you say to your kid in this? And as I thought about it, I thought my take, I think, with her would be it's a reminder that even in tragedy, God is still working in ways that we don't see. Like, while none of it makes sense to us, there still will be good that comes out of this that doesn't make the news, but is somewhere in people's lives and in their stories that are connected to this, because that's what God does. He redeems bad situations for his good and points people to him ultimately. And I think that that's what we have to look for in life in general for us, you know? Mm-hmm. And so I think if I was going to explain it to my kid, maybe that's what I would do. And I don't know if that helps you as you watch the news or your kid asks you about it. Maybe that helps you process this today and can help you explain it to them as well.
Great googly moogly.
Googly moogly.
Great googly moogly.
Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show. We're going to play a little game here called Great Googly Moogly. Gavin the Google Meister is going to ask Google an open-ended question. We will attempt to guess how Google auto-fills that, and if we get an answer right on the list, we get a point. If we get the number one answer, you get 2 points, and then if we guess each other's answer, your points are negated. So be listening here, because one of us will help you win a prize, hopefully, depending on how well we do. So, Gavin, what is your first question?
Okay, it's, do my coworkers think I am blank? That was a devious laugh.
Yeah, I know. Trying to think of the nicest way to say this about Betty.
What?
It was just the example that popped into my head. Do my coworkers think... I'm trying to think, do I go with beautiful or do I go with dramatic?
Sure.
Okay, I got my answer.
Oh, okay.
I got my answer. Okay. I'm going to go dramatic. But I'm not thinking of you for that. Totally separate.
Thinking
isolated.
About yourself?
Yes.
You should.
I am. I'm a drama queen. I hate drama. Oh, I love it. Okay, so I'm going to go with dramatic. What do you go with, Rock?
I said funny.
Funny, okay.
Oh.
Yeah. And you know what? I think your coworkers would all say that they think you're funny.
Oh, you are funny.
Yeah. Okay. Wow, Gavin, did funny make the list?
Funny was the number one answer.
No!
Look at you.
Nicely done, yeah, Lady Rock. Okay, what was, did I make the list?
I'm going to give it to you because dramatic, and then the number five answer was crazy. I would put those two things in the same
like
category.
I was going to say crazy, but I didn't think that she emotionally could handle that today,
so
I went with dramatic.
You said you were talking about yourself.
Sorry, somebody else.
I'm feeling a little dramatic right now.
Oh boy. Well, nicely done. So, Betty Rock, you're on fire. You might be just the ticket to help somebody else out here. No, I'm serious. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to play around with you now. 855-33-WAY-FM. We will give you our answers. You can go with one of ours. Betty Rock obviously got a number one answer, so maybe she will be locked in today. Or you can go with an answer of your own. 855-33-WAY-FM is the number. That's 855-33-WAY-FM if you want to play Great Googly Moogly with us.
Great Googly Moogly.
Googly Moogly.
Great Googly Moogly.
Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show. Penny, welcome. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Fantastic. Now, here's how it works. Gavin is our Google Meister. He's going to ask Google an open-ended question. Google will autofill it. We're going to try to guess what Google autofilled with. If you get an answer right on the top five list, you win a prize. If you get the number one answer, you will get two prizes. And we're here to help you out. You can go with Betty Rock's answer or my answer, or you can go off the page and go with one of your own. Betty Rock did get the number one answer in the first round, which was pretty amazing. So here we go. Gavin, Google me.
Why do I smell like blank?
Ew. Oh, I know this. Betty Rock, we'll start with you.
I'm going to say garlic. because I think a lot of people enjoy a lot of garlic. I know I do, and hopefully I don't smell like it.
Okay.
Some days.
I'm going to go with my grandma. Why do I smell like my grandma? Because grandmas have a certain smell to them.
Mothball.
Yeah, I don't
know. Bengay.
Yeah, I can't totally pin it down as to what it actually is, but they do. And then all of a sudden, one day you go, what? What's that smell? Is grandma here? And you look around and grandma ain't here. You're like, oh, grandma. So we got garlic and grandma. Penny, do you like either of those answers? Do you want to go out on your own?
Well, I really love Betty Rock, but I think I'm going to go with Wally.
You are? Oh. Okay, you know she did well in the first round and I did not. So, okay, here we go. Did garlic make the list, Gavin?
Garlic made the list? And it was the number one answer.
Oh, no. Rock on fire today. Uh-oh. Okay, but you're not out of this yet, Penny. If Grandma made the list in the top five, you're still winning a prize, okay?
Okay.
Gavin, did Grandma make the list?
It didn't make the list.
No!
Unfortunately.
No!
Oh.
What would you have said if you didn't go with me or Betty Rock? What would you have said, Penny?
Probably smoke, because I always notice people who smoke cigarettes, smoke.
My daughter came home the other day. She works in a coffee shop, and I just sat there and hugged her. And I hugged her a long time and smelled her hair. And she's like, this is weird. What are you doing? I'm like, you smell like coffee. And it smells so good. Gavin, did smoke make the list?
Smoke would have been the number five answer.
You know what?
Actually.
Nicely done. You were just, swayed by my genius. And I feel guilty about that. And so I'm going to throw that aside. Since you got it right, you're going to win a prize today, Penny.
Oh, thank you so much.
Way FM. We are doing a little bit of good news giddy up here. This is where we give you a couple good news stories, rapid fire style here, because if you watch the regular news for any length of time, it can be a little heavy. And so we're going to start with me today. Good news giddy up. There was a fisherman in California who spotted a great white shark tangled in a bunch of fishing lines. Ooh. You know, and the great white, they're a predator, and they're sharks are scary and stuff, but they're still a creature, God's creature, and so somehow he managed to reach down from his boat, and untangle it without getting bit and set it free.
Yay!
Yes.
So now it can attack someone else.
Well, no, to the best of our knowledge, good news, Betty, it did not eat anyone that day. So
today.
Today. So good news, giddy up. Gavin, go.
There was a photographer in San Francisco last week, and he happened to get photos of a guy proposing to his girlfriend on the beach. So these people didn't hire him to take these photos. He just randomly took these photos. And so he, wasn't able to, catch up to them. So he posted the photos on Twitter asking people to track these people down. And then he actually was able to get in contact with them like 3 hours later and get them these photos.
How any crime goes unsolved these days is a mystery to me.
Right?
Like this guy randomly can find people with a picture in 3 hours. That's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And good on him for doing that. That's really cool. I like that. Betty Rock, good news, giddy up, go.
An animal shelter threw a birthday party for a 19-year-old cat.
Oh, wow.
The video blew up on TikTok, and the good news is so many people want to adopt him immediately.
That's good.
I know.
Why are you sad? This is good news. It's a 19-year-old cat getting adopted.
It's just that he's 19, and he had nobody to celebrate his birthday with, and it just kills my heart.
Oh, wow, she's about to cry.
It just makes me so sad, because you see the video, and he just looks pitiful.
Oh, yeah,
and it's so sad that he doesn't have a home.
But he does have a home now. Someone adopted him. Like, they adopted him, right away.
But why was he there to begin with?
I don't know the backstory, but I just look forward. Like, the cat, he's got a home now.
The end is going to be beautiful.
Sammy.
Yeah, he's got a forever home for
a
limited
weeks.
Amount of time.
I'm sad.
Good news, giddy up. Yay! Uplifting Way FM. This is The Wally Show. And there are times that you have something going on in your life and you're like, man, I just don't even know what else to do with it. And you pray, and you want other people to pray with you. And you ask people, hey, will you pray for me with this? We have this cool thing called our prayer wall. If you don't have anyone to ask, or maybe you're not even comfortable sharing it with people in your life, or you just want a ton of people praying for you with this thing, you can go to wayfm.com and submit your prayer request. Amy did this, and this is a big story. She says, the other night, my daughter was driving through Nashville alone. Her GPS took her a different route than she was familiar with. At an intersection, she stopped and witnessed a shooting of an innocent bystander and was killed. She was able to call 911 and get out of there, but she's 17 years old, very upset, very quiet, doesn't want to talk about it yet. I just can't believe this happened. I'm praying for the woman's family who died. So this is an interesting dynamic. This is a mom that her daughter has witnessed something tragic. She is praying for the other family, which is amazing. But then she goes on to say, can you please pray for my husband and me as we try to do what we can to help her process this? I don't know what good will come out of this, but right now we have to find hope in that because this feels awful. Mm-hmm. You know, and yeah, when you have a kid and all you want is your kid to be okay and there are things that you can't do for them, it's you feel powerless. And so to be notified and let people like be known that and reminded that people kind of have you in this is pretty cool.
Well, and also, too, it could be a great reminder for her daughter as well, where she can show it on her phone, like, hey, I just got this notification that someone's praying for you. It might help her to open up even sooner.
Because that's the cool thing about the prayer wall is when people pray for you, they just click a button and you get notified. None of your information is shared, but you get a reminder, ding, somebody just prayed for you, ding, somebody just prayed for you. And it's cool. I had posted one a few weeks ago, and people go back in time and, like, look at things and pray for things. I still get notifications even.
It's awesome.
Yeah, it's amazing. And we'd love to have you be part of it. You can either be praying for people, you can post a prayer request, or you can do both at wayfm.com. I have watched Shark Week on Discovery Channel for years. Hey, it's Wally, and right now there is a feeding frenzy that's not even taking place in the water. It's real estate. I've been looking for a house for quite some time now, and the real estate market is insane with extreme competition. Houses are going for way above asking price and with multiple offers, so if you're going to be a serious buyer, you have to be ready, and United Faith Mortgage can help. They are good at not only getting you approved, but also making your approval look as good as possible to help you win the home. United Faith Mortgage is a family of faith-based mortgage professionals who have a direct lender advantage, which can help you close faster and oftentimes can help you get a better rate and save you monthly and lifelong money. So maybe you don't feel like jumping into the feeding frenzy right now and buying a new home, but now could be a great time to refinance because home values are up and interest rates are down. So check out United Faith Mortgage. Start online, call anytime. UnitedFaithMortgage.com.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp. 25 Melville Park Road, Melville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to animalistconsumeraccess.org. Corporate Animalist number 1330. Equal housing lender. Licensed in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
If it's important to your family,
we have something very exciting to tell you that you have never heard before. Yeah!
Then it matters to us on The Wally Show.
All right, Gavin, what you got?
I can still remember the days as a kid when I would ask my mom what was for dinner, and then she would mention the veggie portion of the meal, and I would begin to mentally prepare myself for that challenge.
I know, dude. You start fearing it. I was at a restaurant last night, and the lady goes, "What would you like, steamed broccoli with that?" I'm like, "Oh no!" And then she was like, "Oh, how about some spinach?" I'm like, "No. Do you have anything that was never a vegetable? Like, please.
I don't
like,
want anything the color green on my plate, no. Please."
So I got double mashed potatoes.
Oh my
That's
word!
That's the way to go.
Yeah, I know. But I was a kid. I never ate my vegetables. I could not stand them, and I was so stubborn that I would fight my mom on it for sure.
And now I fight my wife on it, too.
I know.
She's like, oh, be healthy. No. But according to researchers, a technique that moms can use to enact to make kids actually eat more of their vegetables. This is interesting. You would put twice the amount of vegetables on the plate.
Okay.
And then this is actually where I think the research and the study gets a little dicey. It says that everything else on the plate, like the other portions of the meal, need to not necessarily outshine the veggies. So you can't put a favorite of the kids on the plate. Like, if it's like chicken nuggets versus twice the vegetables, the kid's not going to fight the chicken nuggets. But if it's something generic, like, oh, just like a generic pork chop that's not too flavorful, then, you know, maybe the kids will be more willing to eat more of the vegetables on the plate.
Okay.
I don't know.
I think what I would do with this study is throw it away. here's what I would do. Okay, here's Wally's parenting tip.
All right.
Maybe double down on the amount of vegetables so your kid's like, what in the world? This is a negotiation tactic door in the face. You make it seem like it's such a big thing. Like, oh my goodness. Like, you go to somebody and you say, man, I am so sorry. I got this big, huge, horrible assignment I need to give you. I hate it. It's going to probably take you months to do it. And you oversell it. And then when they get it and you give them what you want them to do, they go, oh, that's not that bad at all. I can knock that out today. Oh, really? Well, thanks, Jenkins. You're the best. And so you do this with the veggies. Load it up. Double it up so it seems like
just a monstrosity. And then as a parent in your head, you don't tell them that. But then when they eat half of it, which is what the original portion would have been, you'd be like, you know what?
There
good
go.
Job. I'm proud of you. And we'll stop there tonight.
We
you
should
know?
Tell your mom about this tidbit. Maybe she'll try it on you.
No, it won't work today because I'm too smart now. I would have fallen for it when I was a kid.
I'm smart.
I'm smart now. Yeah, I know how to avoid eating my vegetables and let my body go to waste. All right, so there you go. Maybe a tip that you can try with your kids tonight to get them to eat your vegetables. Thank you so much, Gavin.
Uplifting Way FM, it's the Wally Show. Who's this?
Hey, Wally, this is Adam.
What's up, Adam?
Hey, I was calling to let you know I got my 7-year-old riding in the car with me this morning, and we were listening to your little segment there on vegetables, and he goes, Dad, you're never going to get me with that trick.
Yeah, because I was saying, if you double up the vegetables but don't tell your kid that you're only expecting them to eat half of it, then maybe that's a good veggie parent tip and trick there. But unfortunately, yeah, your kid heard it, so you can't use that one on him.
Well, luckily for me, though, he did follow up with, though, I don't think my brothers will catch on.
There you go.
I'll try it tonight. So, hey, I appreciate y'all, guys. Y'all have a good one.
FM, this is the Wally Show, and when you find out that you're having a kid, you're like, oh man, this is so great, but then there's a lot of decisions afterwards that come with that, and one of them is the one that the kid is stuck with the rest of their life, the name, you know, mm-hmm. And like there's times when you're like, okay, we're going to count to three, and we're going to say the first boy's name that comes to our mind, and then that's going to be our name, and you go, 1, 2, 3,
Elvis.
Max, Ricky, yeah, oh. Like, oh no, and you're like, you're just not on the same page. Like, Betty Rock, do you have a non-negotiable name, like, picked out for, like, say, a daughter?
I really like the name Ruby.
I could see you having a Ruby. I could totally see that.
But then what if I find a guy and then he's like, I don't like that name at all.
Yeah,
I used to have a Ruby that bullied me in school.
Right. And so yeah, and like he might have his reasons, but you dream.
Then I'd probably break the engagement.
Ooh, he's not that dumb.
Yeah. So like, you would have to then compromise, you know? And so for you, would you, because you're Betty Lou, I mean, maybe you compromise to Ruby Lou and you name him Luby or something.
Oh,
I don't know. Nickname
no.
Luby.
Absolutely.
That's all terrible. Louis.
All right. Louis. Well, see, this is it, man. You've got to try to figure this stuff out and you got to find that compromise for the name.
But I do think that women have a greater say.
Oh, why is that? I'm just curious.
In the baby's
why?
Name.
Why would
because
that be?
Because they have to go through the labor process.
Really?
And their body is changing.
Okay.
Their hormones are fluctuating.
Well, then by your logic, then, if you have a greater sense or greater say in the naming of the child because of going through all that, then you should have a greater responsibility in the raising of that child as well. Oh. Am I not correct?
That usually ends up happening, though.
Shut up, Gavin. Sorry, I lashed out. There it is. All right. So I don't want to get on that. That's a whole other subject for another day. But what I do want to talk about is compromise. Like, are you the product of a compromise name between, like, your parent? Like, maybe one wanted a grandmother name on this side and another wanted a grandmother's name on this other side and you were a hybrid name or something like that. I'm curious what the compromise was or two words melded together. Maybe you were that compromise or you had to compromise to name your kid. I'd love to know the story on that. 855-33-WAY-FM is the number. That's 855-33-WAY-FM. We'll take your compromise name now. Are you a compromise name kid, or did you have to compromise to name your kid?
Absolutely. I am a compromiser.
Okay, well, what happened?
Oh, my gosh. When my husband and I got pregnant with our son, my husband wanted to name him Gunner.
Oh, that's so cool. That's a rock star name.
But no, it was kind of embarrassing. I was like, I mean, he's a Marine. I'm like, really, this is so obvious. I wanted the name Brock.
Okay, Brock's good too.
Yeah, but the middle name had to be, because my husband's a junior and he didn't want a third, because, well, I'm not going to say that. I don't want to offend anybody, but we didn't want a third.
Sure.
And so the middle name had to be Lee, and I couldn't name my kid Broccoli.
So is it Gunner Lee?
So it's Gunner Lee. It's his name.
Oh.
And so, yeah, so I compromise on everything.
You know what? And your kid is better off for it, man. Like, Gunner is such, again, it's a rock star name. Like, that kid's got a future. Broccoli, I'm not sure.
Did you have to do that, Karen?
Oh, yes. I wanted to name my daughter Charlene after my mother.
Well, that's pretty, and I love the reason for it, because you want to honor moms. That's good.
Yes. I always thought it was a beautiful name. And my husband wanted to name her Leela after his grandmother, who was about to pass away. And, I mean, we fought the whole time I was pregnant.
So neither one of you was willing to bend, even though he had a grandmother that was dying. That's a trump card, actually. And he played it, too.
He sure did.
So what was your compromise?
Just 2 weeks before I was about to give birth, my sister-in-law said, well, just cut the two names in half. And so took Char after Charlene and took the La and named her Sharla.
Oh, that's so cool. That's pretty, too. And you know what the best part is? You still kind of won because you got Char first.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
She's like, yeah, tell me something
oh,
I don't know.
My word.
Don't do it. Don't hit the button. I know you want to hit the skip button. That's what podcasts are great for, because you can see the ad coming and you're like, I'm going to just skip this. Skip, 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 and get onto the aftercast, which I love that. I'm glad you like what we do. But just for a minute, don't hit it. Take your finger off the button. Don't hit skip. This is way more important than just some ad wanting to sell you something. We've partnered with Food for the Hungry, FH, as the cool kids call them, and they do amazing work with children that are vulnerable all around the world, and they get them the help that they need through people just like you.
Yeah, and just think about this. A little over a dollar a day can help your sponsored child, as well as other children in the community, get food, a better education, clean water, and medical treatment. So you can help end poverty right now by visiting fh.org/Wally Show. That's fh.org/Wally Show.
And the cool thing about this is, A, it helps the child and the community be better, because if you just have one child that's being helped, the community is still suffering, and it doesn't create a sustainable long-term solution. So that's what I love about how FH works. But then the other great part of this is you get to interact with that child. You can formulate that relationship with them, and you can write them and encourage them, and because they have really hard lives. And so the fact that you get to be a little piece of Jesus to them every day is a gift. So thank you for, if you've made it this far, not hitting skip, and maybe just go ahead and pop on over to fh.org/Wally Show and think about sponsoring one of our FH kids right now, because every minute that we wait is another minute, week, year, month that these kids are waiting for someone to come in and help them as well. So check it out, fh.org/Wally Show.
These are the least important stories out of Hollywood, but nonetheless entertaining. Here's Betty Rock with the least of these.
When it comes to determining the success of a TV show, if you can make it past three seasons, it's typically considered a win.
Yeah, there are so many shows that they get like one season or half a season and then they're just gone. You never hear them again.
Can't even go through the pilot.
No, I know. That happens. And it's crazy to think that they waste so much money on that stuff. So yeah, longevity is a big deal in that industry.
But what if it goes past three seasons? I'm talking way past three seasons.
Okay.
A list was put together of the longest running TV shows.
Boy. Let me guess.
And let me just say, the show in the number one spot is currently still going after 58 years.
Oh, okay. It's got to be a soap opera.
Yeah.
Has to
easily,
be.
Easily.
So at number three.
Ooh. Okay.
General Hospital.
Oh, I would have thought that would be number one.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry.
Oh, she did start.
I typed it wrong.
Yeah, you can't count right. Okay. Number one is General Hospital. Okay, let's guess the other ones.
Okay.
All right.
But that started in 1963.
That's crazy. And it's the same plot line for all those years.
They're just redoing it all.
Yeah, who's got amnesia this week? I don't know.
Okay, what was it, number three?
I think that The Simpsons has had a long run.
Yeah.
Like I know they're the longest animated season or series, but I think that they might be ahead of a lot of TV shows, too, regular TV shows.
Seasons. Let's look and see.
Oh, so obviously seasons. It didn't make the list. Unless she's counted wrong again.
It has 32 seasons.
That's amazing, though, that they're still making stuff.
But at number three, it's not a soap opera.
Okay.
It is a kid's show. Sesame Street.
Oh,
it's been
on
for 52 years.
No way.
Yeah.
Big Bird is old.
I know. I don't count that as TV, as a television show.
Oh, come on.
But it's on TV.
Yeah, it's true. I mean, it counts, yeah.
And then number two, it's been on for almost 56 years.
And still on.
Is it like a night show?
Oh, The Tonight Show.
The Tonight Show?
Could it be? Oh, no.
That was a great guess, Gavin.
Days of Our Lives.
Oh, another soap opera.
Of course.
You fooled me there, thinking there was only one soap opera. Well, there is only one soap
exactly.
opera. It doesn't matter what channel it's on, how long it's been running, there is
how
one
many evil twins
soap
there are.
Absolutely. Well, thank you. That's going to do it for your least of these, Lady Rock. Way FM, this is The Wally Show, and Zach, who used to be on the show, people loved him. Zach has been replaced by Gavin, who people also love, but Zach started the show with me years ago, and people got to walk through kind of his journey where he had a son named Samuel who only lived for 36 hours and then passed away, and they knew it was coming because of the test prior to and stuff, and just so hard, and you know, we're walking through this with him, and you know, how do you pray for all of this stuff, and he was just so amazing, and how he carried himself, and his story inspired other people that were going through hard things. It was just beautiful. But now to see his daughter, who is turning 6, and what they've instilled in her with regards to her older brother Samuel is really interesting. And they had posted something the other day, and I asked Zach, I said, hey, would you mind if I share this, because I think it's a really cool thing. And this is Anna talking about how they remember Samuel.
Today I'm going to tell you what this tree is for. It was born on the day Samuel was born. He's my big brother, but he's up in heaven. So this is the Samuel tree, because it started growing the same day as Samuel was born.
I mean, that's adorable. Like, you would think that was written for a movie, you know?
Now she says brother.
Yeah, that's my older so brother. Cute. I mean, it's just beautiful. But that's how they chose to memorialize Samuel and to remember him, as they planted this tree, and then they shared the story with her, and so she knows, and then they get to talk about heaven with her and all that stuff. So I mean, it's a really cool way to redeem something that was arguably, without a doubt, the hardest moment mm-hmm. in their lives, you know. And so I think that's what I want to talk about with you. Like, what is that way that you choose or chose to remember somebody? Like, how do you do that? What is it a physical thing like a tree? Is it something else? Like if Betty were to pass away, we'd have to get a Chick-fil-A cow costume.
Oh my goodness, yeah.
And put it in our office.
Wow,
because
I really like that idea. I was preparing to be offended,
no.
But I really like that idea.
Yeah, because it's you. It's something you love dearly, and we would look at that cow head every day and be like, I miss Rock, you know? See? So that's what I'm curious about. Maybe it's something that makes you laugh. It makes you smile when you remember this person, and maybe no one else would understand it, and maybe even think it's callous, like a Chick-fil-A cow head. But it means something to you because of that person. So 855-33-WAY-FM. That's the number. You can always be part of the show with us. We love having you on and sharing your stories. So 855-33-WAY-FM. We'll take yours now. What have you done?
Okay, this is the craziest thing, because today is my father's birthday. He passed 16 years ago, and my kids were small. They were 6 and 9 when he passed. But before, when we had moved into our home, my husband had bought these sheets of tile. My father used to do brick pavers and stuff, and so he made a countertop with these beautiful tiles that my husband had bought at a garage sale. And for the longest time, I kept telling the kids that I wanted to redo the kitchen, and they were always like, no, you know, Bobo's tile, you can't. So as a matter of fact, right as we speak, my husband and the contractors are removing that countertop, and I said, we have to keep the tiles, couple pieces of them, and I'm going to frame them and give them to my kids, because it's something that, you know, means a lot to them. And anytime we went in the kitchen, we would remember, you know, my father putting down the tile on the countertop.
I love that. That's a great way to remember him, too, and still increase the value of your home with granite. You know, so you get to you get to update the kitchen, but not forget your dad, which I think is important.
That's right. But it was just so crazy that it all happening today, and I get in the car, and you guys were talking about that.
That's one of the things I've always said about this show. I've always said it's not for everyone, but it's for someone every day. And maybe this was your day today to hear this. So I love it. Thank you, girl.
All right. Well, happy birthday, Dad.
No, oh, that's awesome. Have a good one. So what have you done with someone that you've lost?
If I get a little emotional, I'm sorry.
Oh, no, dude. This is a hard subject, you know, to talk about, but it's important, I think, because you might inspire somebody else who's really down in it and, you know, can't find the good in it.
Yes, sir. Our son, 32 years old, Kyle, was killed by a hit-and-run driver. The place where he passed and went to be with Jesus, there was a big, huge cactus growing on the edge of the orange grove. And it was blooming. and you've seen the blooms on a cactus, how beautiful they are. So needless to say, just about everything we have now relates to or is a cactus. I've planned, I haven't done it yet, but I plan a rock garden in my front yard. But I have cactuses outside. I'm just going to make a big rock garden.
I think there's something really interesting about the cactus, though, as a memorial to your son, Kyle. Like, because you think about it, like, this cactus is this really resilient plant, you know, that survives in the harshest conditions. And like you said, it's beautiful when it blooms, but it also has thorns. You know, it also has pain to it, you know, and so it's kind of a real good symbolism for life that there is beauty and pain combined.
Exactly right. God never said it was going to be an easy trip, huh?
No, he didn't, man. That's the thing. He actually promised us that there would be hardship, there would be pain, you know, and but he also promised us that he's overcome this world and the pain in it, and that's the hope that we have to hold on to, and like you, the hope of seeing Kyle again.
Yes, sir.
Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show, and as things open up back in some parts of the country, some parts are closing back down again because of COVID, you just don't know what to do with the old handshake there. It gets a little awkward, we're bumping and we handshaking, and I don't even think I remember how to handshake anymore.
Well, then you're in luck, because I have the quick steps on how to do a given handshake.
There's nothing where guys size up each other based on the handshake, and like if there's like a weak handshake where you get like half their hand.
Yes. Yeah.
I've literally, because I know how important this is, I've literally gone, dude, stop. We got to redo this, because that was, I did that really badly. Let's disengage, re-engage. There you go, manly.
Man.
Because otherwise, he's going to walk away and go, a guy. Gosh, I can whoop
being
him.
Being a guy, that's so tough.
It is tough.
As a girl, you just go in for a hug.
Yeah, I know. We're not doing that.
So first off, make sure that you wipe your hands.
Yes.
And you can wipe them off on your shirt or on your pants, but nobody wants to shake a clammy hand.
Even armpits are better than clammy hands.
I don't know about that.
It is. It is. Trust me.
Anyway, also try to be the one who initiates the handshake. It shows confidence.
That's a good point.
When you're approaching someone. Don't wait on them.
Yeah, see, this is the trick now, though, in this whole COVID pre-post mid-trip, you know, kind of a COVID world. Yeah. Like, it's weird because there are the people, like, I was playing golf the other day, and there was a guy I'd never met before. He initiated the handshake. He went in strong. I'm like, wow. But, and then I was like, I was prepared for a fist bump, but then I found myself, I've got to shake hands now.
That's right.
So I equally went back with the handshake there. But yeah, so he set the tone for that interaction.
Mm. Well, also make sure that you smile and make eye contact when you're shaking the person's hand. Yeah. Because you got to admit, it is weird if you're shaking someone's hand and they're not even looking at you.
Yeah, that is creepy.
It's
like, that's serial killer stuff.
Right, like they have something to hide.
Yeah, and don't stare too long. That's the other trick.
That's even creepier.
It's a fine balance, because if you shake their hand and shake it really hard, you're just staring at them. That gets creepy, too.
Yeah, yeah. And then the last one is give it 2 to 3 pumps.
Okay, so
okay.
1, 2.
Anything more than that,
yeah, makes sense.
It's just too much. You're lingering.
Gavin and I are both 3, air 4. Handshaking right now. Like, I get 1, 2. 2,
yeah,
I think,
2
is the max.
Seems perfect. 3 almost seems
3
too
is
long.
Like, I'm needy, you know? Or, like, I'm trying to, like, beat you at something, you know? So there you go. Hopefully, if you're out interacting with people today, you've forgotten how to handshake, you can do that. Or, like Betty said, just if all else fails, just go full in and just go for the hug.
Give a hug.
Yeah, there you go. That'll do. That, see how that works at work today.
Well, that's the end, but it doesn't have to be. Check out our Aftercast. It's new stuff you didn't hear in the podcast. Be sure to rate us on iTunes, as well as connect with us on social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok. Just search Wally Show. And be sure to join our exclusive Potty Facebook group. You can find the link in the description of this podcast. And thanks to Colorado Christian University Online and United Faith Mortgage for supporting what we do.